Hello.
Hello and welcome. Welcome back, folks. Thank you for coming to episode 3 of our podcast, My Aspie and Me. I am Freddie. I am Mom.
I'm Cam. I'm Aspie. And welcome back to a brand new episode.
What are we planning for this week's episode?
This week's episode, we are going to be concentrating on signs
and traits.
And traits of Asperger's, or AS.
As it is called sometimes.
Yes. So we are reading off the National Autistic Society page. Again, all sources will be found in the description or below, anywhere on the page, on Facebook or on Spotify or any other places.
Just Google it. Of course, this is for the UK. If you're in another country, just Google it in your country. There's bound to be something. You know, I'm sure you all know what you're doing.
Yeah.
More than we do.
I just want to first off apologise about last week's episode. We did have something pop up, but we're all okay now. We're getting there, but we're
getting there.
Yeah.
The first bit we're going to cover is actual how people with Asperger's syndrome see the world. So we get to see a little bit how it is for them. So some people say with Asperger's the world feels overwhelming. And this can cause considerable anxiety, something you suffer from, don't you, Cam?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
In particular, understanding and relating to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And taking part in everyday family, school, life, work.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be much harder for you guys than for us neurotypicals. Other people may know how to communicate effectively, but not be able to build rapport with people. So it can vary, but that's quite a common way of explaining that. It's everything really is overwhelming.
Yes, it can get overwhelming. I just want to say, if you can hear any purring or anything of that at all, our supervisor / boss / putty tat is sat next to us.
Yeah, he's our calming influence, isn't he?
Oh, he is. He's our Buddha.
Hope you're not putting that in.
People with Asperger's syndrome may wonder why they're different and feel their social differences mean people don't understand them. Autistic people often do not look disabled. Some parents of autistic children say that other people simply think their child is naughty, while adults may find that they are misunderstood.
That was something we came across very often, that basically you were naughty. It was my fault, I wasn't disciplining you. And it was a struggle just to define that.
It wasn't your fault. We knew
that now, but
yeah.
That's what other people thought.
Yeah.
And how it appears as if that I'm raising a very naughty child when in fact I wasn't.
No, it was a simple misunderstanding essentially, really, wasn't it?
It was.
But hey ho, we got the diagnosis and here we are. And speaking of the diagnosis, we want to sort of talk about as well how Asperger's is diagnosed. So again, reading off the National Autistic Society page, characteristics of Asperger's syndrome.
Oh, they can't say characteristics.
Yeah, that's my problem. I can't say it.
The character.
We can't say I promise you guys, we aren't actually trying to do this. Like, well, we are trying to say it, but we aren't putting this on.
The characteristics of Asperger's symptom will vary from one person to another, although there are some key traits that will be shared by them. So these tend to be persistent difficulties with
differences in social communication and social interaction, restricted and repetitive patterns of behaviours, activities or interests since early childhood to the extent that these impact negatively on a day-to-day life. So my thing is photography. I am a photographer and I've been into photography ever since I was, what, 9, 10?
Yeah, about then.
And as soon as I got like a little cheap child's camera, I was pretty much taking pictures of the wall, the floor, everything. You name it, I took a photo of the door handle, windows, and many, many other things, which was the way I got self-taught. I'm self-taught. I didn't go to college or or anything like that. I didn't study for photography. I've done it. I'm 21 now, going to be 22 this year.
But what you did do was all your focus and your interest was on photography.
Yes.
To the extent that you wouldn't and didn't participate in subjects that did not interest you in any way, shape, or form.
If it didn't interest me, don't want to do it. Simple.
And it, in retrospect, why should he? I mean, that's he's self-taught. He's got a career choice. He's widened his horizons. We do podcasts. He's written a short film and directed it. And
I'm currently writing a couple more short films, as well as I write poems as well that helps me with my anxiety and my depression when I'm in a dark place, that I write my feelings down on a piece of paper or on my phone. And I've now going to be working on filming that poem. So,
and this came from your focus, which was photography.
Yeah. Photography is part of my life. It's part of who I am. It's everywhere I go. If I haven't got my camera, I've got a camera on my phone. So I'm always getting my camera out, taking photos of things. And my advice to any young photographers that's listening, if you are an Aspie and you are interested in photography, keep at it, keep working, keep doing what you love.
But it's not just photography, it's anything
that you want. Yeah, it's mainly anything, but with photography, just the one top tip I can give for a beginner is take the same photo from different angles, from left to right, up to down.
You taught me how to do my selfies that way.
Yeah, you find the best angle that way.
Yeah.
And then you automatically go, okay, I know this, right up, left down a bit, yeah, that's a perfect angle, yep. Yeah. Cheese. So the diagnosis process usually involves a multidisciplinary diagnosis team. Often includes a speech and language therapist, a pediatrician, psychiatrist, and or a psychologist. Because Asperger's varies widely from person to person, making a diagnosis very, very difficult. It is often diagnosed later in children than autism, and sometimes symptoms may not be recognized and diagnosed until adulthood. So there are people out there who have gone throughout all their lives until their adult lives, and then they're getting diagnosed, which has got to be really difficult to feel that different from other people for so long, and then to get that knowledge of how it is you are.
Yeah, I mean, it is, there are so many undiagnosed over there. I mean, we have a theory that my ex-husband and his mother might be on the spectrum. We look at these things and it explains a lot. But you see that in later life, you look at adults and you think, oh, actually. And if you have come across somebody as an adult who's not diagnosed, but you recognize that, you don't even have to approach them. You just think, okay, I can think and approach things in a different way.
Yeah.
It just makes everyday life just that little bit easier.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, definitely. Just one last thing we want to sort of go over is different names and terms for autism. So there's many different terms and names for autism, but over the years, different diagnosis labels have been used, such as autism, autism spectrum disorder, ASD, ASC, which is autism spectrum condition, classic autism, Kanner autism, pervasive developmental disorder, or PDD, high functioning autism, which I have, HFA, Asperger's syndrome, and pathological
demand avoidance, PDA.
And this reflects the different diagnosis manuals and tools used and the different autism profiles presented by individuals. So what that means is different people have...
Different ways of measuring
autism.
Yeah.
There's autism and Asperger's isn't the same. It's different in many different people, but the traits and some of the signs are sort of...
Yeah, so
similar.
It's differences from childhood, difficulty in interacting, Awkwardness in social situations, not knowing boundaries, appearing naughty when in fact they're not.
Misunderstood.
Just misunderstood. And if they've got a an interest, a hobby, that they focus on that to extent they exclude everything else, don't worry. You know, don't worry. Our Aspies are great. They turn that into something superb, creative, imaginative, whatever. Mm. You know, let them follow their interests and hobbies because they're more likely to succeed at that than doing your standard across the board education, being forced.
Yeah.
If they don't want to do it, they won't do it.
It's like asking a billionaire how they made their company. They worked hard from day one.
Yep.
To get to it where they are today. But with autism, it is harder in females and males because females can hide it a lot more.
So yeah, we call it masking, haven't we? Girls can mask it so much better. Well, girls just do everything better.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm old school. I'm kidding, obviously.
Who run the world?
It's not very woke of me, is it?
Girls. Who rule the world? Girls.
It's like bias.
So, but luckily, because of recent and upcoming changes to the main diagnosis manuals, autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, is now likely to be given the most common term/name that's going to be given for a profile. So it's not going to be all this. It's all going to fit under one roof, essentially.
One umbrella.
So you'll still probably get that specific diagnosis, but it will be classed under autism, essentially.
Yeah.
So which
it is, all, you know, doesn't matter what the snowflakes are.
It's all right, Mr. Supervisor / boss / gorgeous boy / handsome man / putty tet / our cat. We won't talk about that then. Right, okay, guys. I know we said that we would do a little bit longer episode today, but we haven't got enough time to do the longer episode today. We do promise we're going to try and get next week's episode a bit longer. Maybe about 20 minutes, half an hour.
When we decided what subject we're going to cover.
Yeah, because if we're trying...
Yeah, as we said earlier, things have changed. So we are still dealing with situations. So we'll keep them coming as and when they come. But content may vary depending on the situation. Yeah. So, hey, it's potluck.
Yeah, so you win some, you lose some, but never mind. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a lovely day or evening whenever you're listening to this.
Please like and share us if you do.
Stay safe.
Stay sane.
And we'll see you, well, we'll speak to you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.